China. You know, they want to try to make... Havana's been, always been a small town, you know, comfortable. Everybody knows each other. You know, if businesses come in, we want something that kind of agrees with what the community is like. Mm-hmm. This isn't... Our community is not a trash dump.
Right.
You know, and that's the overall consensus. It's not, aside from pretty much the Cleese family that lives there, they're a pretty large family in the county, and
they profit from
their friends. I don't know what their relationship is now with this, because they, since the spill, there's been all kinds of legal troubles and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what exactly they're making from their drilling and gas business now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not much, because they were pretty rude about pushing this. So
yes, do you see them around town, or?
I see them. We kind of avoid each other.
Yeah.
So we're,
right.
But I mean, I've spoken to them. I've passed out Halloween treats to their kids at the church, and
right.
I mean, they are part of the community.
Yeah.
Not thrilled about it, but.
Right, right. And so, I mean, most of the traffic in the beginning was at night, and it was those long trucks. Now most of the traffic is mixed, and it's spread out over a 24-hour period. So they could show up at 3 in the morning, right?
Oh, they definitely do.
So it's 24 hours.
Yeah. You know, I pride myself, well, I don't know if it's a pride thing, but I can sleep through almost anything. But I also tend to be a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be times I'm up, you know, watching Netflix, or there was some times I was up with the flu. And, I mean, you can hear them when they hit the brakes.
Mm.
It's, you know, they're coming.
Right.
I almost wonder if sometimes they're hitting it, because it just seems louder at night. I don't know if it's because it's at night.
Well, we have a four-month-old who seems louder at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I think there is something to be said how you, like, get used to the calm at that time, and then anything above that seems like it's worse than it is. But I hear you. I'm sure.
Because at night it seems like they're doing it on purpose. I'm like, seriously?
But even if it isn't louder at night, it's still happening at night, and it didn't happen before.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's really not much of a problem, because, like I said, we're pretty sound sleepers. I don't have an infant or anything here.
Right.
But it would be a headache if I did. I'll tell you that, because it would probably wake a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what has been your major, what is your major, now going on probably 4 years or 3 years since this has been here, what's been your major take home as far as the cost of having it here? What has been the major cost to you?
Well, I mean, actual cost, our property value has declined.
I hadn't even thought about asking that, but yeah.
If we wanted to sell this property right now, I don't think we could.
That is a common theme when I talk to people that live in the path of pipelines or injection wells or fracking. It's like everyone always says, if we wanted to sell, we probably couldn't. I hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm. And even if we did, because we had a friend she had to move. She lived across from the Sodom Hutchings site.
Right. Sodom Hutchings was the spill.
Yeah.
The Cleese spill.
Yes.
Right.
And I don't...
Do we know how many gallons or barrels were spilled on that site?
I have the numbers somewhere,
okay.
But like I said, I'm horrible.
Yeah, it's fine.
Horrible
yeah.
with numbers. So.
Right, right.
But I'm going to venture to guess she probably didn't even get half what the house was worth.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who wants to move in next to it?
Yeah.
You know, I always joked around, I'd like to have a Taco Bell or something, use the property, put in a... I love Taco Bell, so that would be wonderful. But truthfully, restaurants and stuff, they don't want to be next. Even a fast food restaurant doesn't really want to be next to... I mean, a toxic waste dump, basically.
Right, so it's weird. Right, so it's weird because it's like they come in kind of sneakily at night, fly by night on the Warren Tribune legal notice. But then once they're in here, everyone knows what they are, and no one wants to be near them, even though when they came in, no one was kind of saying, what is this that's going in? And now that's going in, everyone knows exactly what it is, because otherwise, no, your property value wouldn't be affected.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually, I don't know if I like it or not, but it's kind of come to be known as my well. They're like, oh, Michelle's well. I'm like, because I'm the one always yapping about it. Yeah. But, I mean, they all know what it is. Right. They, you know, every time, most people, the first question they ask me is, you know, what's going on with your well?
Right. And what do you say to them usually? It's just generic, like it's
you
fine.
Know, it's kind of, you kind of get used to it. I said, you know, I'm used to the day to day. I wish it wasn't there.
Right.
Because, you know, like I said, the actual price, like I said, is the property value. But the other thing is you live day to day wondering what's going into the air, what's going into the water, the ground.
Right.
You know, what's it going to do to myself, my family?
Right.
And that, I think, is scarier than, you know, the noise of the trucks and, you know, the actual operation day to day. It's what's happening every day that I don't see, that I don't know about. You know, how dangerous is it to me? Because, you know, I get all kinds of response from ODNR about, oh, you know, they have taken all kinds of precautions and, you know, we monitor it and everything. I'm not comforted by that.
At all.
Not one bit.
So it's one thing to worry about air brakes or about, you know, a couple dozen more trucks on the road. It's another thing that worries you is the stuff you don't know about, which you know is probably happening on some level.
Yeah.
Like the air and the water quality stuff. The question needs to be put back on DNR. Are you monitoring this stuff? And if you are, where's the data to prove that nothing has happened?
And it's hard to
because that has been
the data. They don't make it easy.
No, they don't.
In fact, they're attempting to put.
It should be the easiest thing to do.
In
Brookfield,
down the street at Brookfield, and I was just talking. Oh, I wish I could remember her name. I was talking to one where she did a open records request.
Gloria.
I don't know if it was Gloria. I think it was one of two women, Gloria being one of them.
Right.
But I guess it was like 40 days and she finally got a response, which basically told her, we don't have all the information together yet. If we don't have it together in another 14 days, we'll let you know. Which basically they keep saying, in 14 days, we'll keep sending you a letter that we don't have it together.
Right.
I'm like, well, that's, I'm pretty sure that breaks every sunshine law out there, but it's frustrating. I mean, they do things like that. When we had a town hall meeting, right after the spill on Sodom Hutchings, and they gave us a list of phone numbers.
Who's there? DNR, UIC?
ODNR.
Yeah.
You know, just call these numbers if you have a problem. You know, we'll make sure and try calling one of the numbers. You'll get who, what, oh, this isn't who you're supposed to talk to.
Really, really, really.
And you get passed along. Hmm. And it's like the every time you call.
Right.
And I think eventually you end up back at the first person you called, or I don't know.
Right, right.
But it's a runaround. It's.
Yeah, that's transparency is not DNR's strongest suit.
And usually the best answer I usually get is, oh, you don't have to worry about it. It's operating as usual.
But then the response is, well, I am worried about it. Please don't tell me what I should and shouldn't be worried about, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's on me to decide what I shouldn't be worried about.
Because there was one time they had an alarm go off over here.
Yeah.
And not long after it, they actually put up the drilling rig again and had to go back in and re-drill. And, but yeah, when I called, I was treated like I was always crying wolf. And I got the, oh, don't, it's business as usual. It's, you know, no big deal. And they gave me some sort of strange story about round rocks and and then about a week or so later, they're putting up another, the drilling rig again. And
yeah.
That's not business.